country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso. We'll be together for an hour from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And it being today, July 3rd, 2023. And happy 4th of July to all of us. Celebration of our independence. That just brings up the question, are we independent? So, of course, we're not. Well, let's see, what can we open with here on a Monday? Saturday, Donald Trump was in Pickens, Georgia. Wow. Population 3,300 to the northwest of Greenville, South Carolina, Patriot Central for the state of South Carolina. And that's Patriot Country there. Population 3,300. Estimates of the crowd vary. The low estimate is 50,000. The high estimate is 75,000. Wow. Coming from everywhere. No advanced announcement more than a couple days. No advanced hype or preparation, no promotion, no organizing fleets of buses to bring in, the way the Democrats do, to bring in people to make it look as if there is a crowd. No, Donald Trump spoke and we came from everywhere. And you know what? It shows that the grapevine is working. How did all those people find out that Donald Trump was going to be in Little Pickens, South Carolina on Saturday? Where is this word spreading like wildfire? It must be. So that was, we'll try to hear some of what he said in Pickens, which was great. And all of his, you know, he doesn't give short speeches. I don't know what possesses the man. He's indefatigable. He doesn't run out of energy, and he gives you a complete show. There's an article up today that Trump now draws bigger crowds than Elvis. Elvis did the same thing. Elvis gave you a full show. You didn't get cheated with a 15-minute Elvis show. Not that I ever went to one. So let us commence there with that thought. And let's go into some of the messaging. I saw something today at truthsocial.com. Makes my heart glad. Melania is stepping up to the plate. So she's got the most recent post from our president. Let me go up to it on Truth Social. He is posting a release by Melania of some beautiful artwork, and she is calling it her USA memorabilia. Here's what she says. Using technology, that is, these are Bjorn, what do you call those cards online?
Trading cards?
Yeah.
NFTs?
And yes, my son knows. He's more hip to the current beat. NFTs. I believe that means non-fungible
tokens,
non-fungible tokens. And so they are virtual things that exist in cyberspace. And but they are like, you know, there are a lot of things that exist that way now, including oh my gosh, am I out of it? Virtual money. Anyway, so Melania's released these, and they go for sale, and they're, you know, beautiful pieces of art. And people, it's a great way. She will raise a lot of money with these, and the people who buy them, people laugh at non-fungible tokens. Well, the laugh's on you, because the people who buy these, if they want to sell them, make money. They go up in value immediately after they're released, and but the original purchase price holds. You can sell them for more than you pay for them, so people keep them because they don't want to sell them. All right, the best piece of news today is it appears World War III, Joe Biden and the communists, and the demon rats, rhinos, Mike Pence, Lindsey Graham, they tried to stage World War III. But there was a saying we had back in the Vietnam era, what if they called a war and nobody came? Well, you know what? They called World War III, and people are saying, I'll pass on that. You can take your World War III and stick it where the sun don't shine, Lindsey Graham. I imagine he sticks a lot of things where the sun don't shine, but we don't want to know about that. And the so that's the best news. Zelensky is on the skids. I would be surprised if Zelensky is still the president of Ukraine, using the term loosely, president, elected, a democracy, hardly. But I doubt that he will be the putative president of Ukraine in a year. I think the people of Ukraine, the hundreds of thousands of mothers and fathers who've lost their sons, because a madman, a dictator, a usurper seized control of their country. I think they'll let him know how they feel. And I think his response to that expression of feeling might be he gets his ass out of Ukraine. As far away as he can. So the he's on the skids. The Lindsey Graham's World War III is on the skids. Russia doesn't want to do this. The Ukrainians that are being slaughtered in this war are the blood brothers of the Russians. They're the closest people in the world to the Russian people. In fact, many of them are Russian. They don't want to, Vladimir Putin and the Russian people, the Russian state, they do not want to wage war against Ukraine. They want this to end immediately. They were driven to defending themselves against the CIA puppet, Volodymyr Zelensky, Field Marshal Volodymyr Zelensky. And how could anybody get roped in by that? Listen to the guy. Look into his eyes. Listen to his voice. Watch the contortions of his face. as he speaks. The man is clearly a psychopath. He's a killer. What is his charm? How does he have all these prime ministers and presidents oohing and aahing? And, you know, it's pathetic. Watch the president of Poland, who's about a foot taller than Zelensky. Watch him as he embraces Zelensky. And it looks a little maybe salacious. It's a little bit too sexy, the way the President Duda, who I used to think was worth something, now I know he's a piece of crap. Duda hugging Zelensky, it's embarrassing. Or watch President Biden, looks like he's fondling Zelensky when they walk along together. But we were used to that. He fondles everybody. At least I don't think I've seen him yet sniffing Zelensky's hair. But, you know, hold on for that. Maybe you'll let Mike Pence do that. Mike Pence just traveled to Ukraine to pledge his undying support for Vladimir Feldmarshal Zelensky, who couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. But he's perfectly willing to let hundreds of thousands of young Ukrainians die for Zelensky's insanity. And he is an entirely owned property of the CIA, of the deep state. He's protecting all of those bioweapons labs that the CIA set up in Ukraine. Why did they do that? Why would you want to put bioweapons labs in a godforsaken place, the poorest nation in Europe? What has Ukraine got that other people don't have that makes you want to put, you know, a score of bioweapons labs there? Oh, I see. It's a failed state. Oh, I see. The CIA can operate with impunity there. Oh, I see. They own the government. It's all corrupt. There's no oversight. There is no real government in Ukraine. And so for the CIA, that's exactly where you want to put your bioweapons labs, where nobody's looking. There is no rule of law. There is no judiciary. Joe Biden demonstrated that when he flew over to Ukraine, which he did, I've forgotten the number of times, but it's more than a dozen times he flew to Ukraine as vice president, and he ordered the Ukrainian government to fire the prosecutor who was investigating the utterly corrupt Hunter Biden. Did you see the video that was released, or the picture that was released? Where are these things surfacing from? How are new pictures coming from the laptop from hell? Why isn't the whole thing simply released and everybody can view the whole thing? Why are pieces of this? This is a picture of him smoking crack while he's driving. Now, let's see. Son of the vice president smoking crack at the wheel while he's driving. What could go wrong? What could be illegal about that? The smartest man I know, says Joe Biden, smokes crack behind the wheel. So Biden said, you lose your $1 billion. I'm going to cancel $1 billion of American money if you don't fire the prosecutor who has the temerity and the courage to investigate my son. I mean, come on, that's straight up felony, straight up treason, straight up abuse of the office. What are you waiting for, Merrick Garland? That's a prosecution, dude. You're going after school board parents speaking at school boards? All right, so let's go into the if you want to call in today, let me go over here to our chat board. Here we are. You can, if you call in at 512-248-8252, I'll see you on the chat board here and can bring you in for your perspicacious insights. All right, let's go over here to so good news, and this is very good news. I mean, World War III is just bound to wreck your whole day. So this is very good news that we're not going to have World War III. And the Ukrainian government is going to topple. Oh, the rest of the good news. I'm too verbose. The Russian army is, I mentioned, they don't want to kill Ukrainians. But with Zelensky as field marshal, they have to. And they are. Ukrainians are dying in droves. The Russian artillery preponderance is at a ratio of 10 to 1. And this is an artillery. It's not a. This is an artillery battle. 10 tubes against 1. It's cruel. But the Russian army has secured Luhansk, secured Donetsk, secured Zaporozhye, and secured, what's that other province? We're all learning our Ukrainian geography. But they've secured the territory they set out to secure, and the land bridge to the very important Russian real estate of Crimea, which for, I think, 240 years has been the home of the Black Sea Fleet, which is absolutely essential to the self-defense of Russia. And it gives them, imagine if you have the territory of Crimea, but you have no land bridge to it. How does that become part of your defense of your nation? They built the Kerch Bridge, the Russians did, after they retook control of Crimea, and I think in 2014. But that's just a bridge, and the vulnerability of that was demonstrated when an American, either British or American missile, launched with American guidance, and Americans operating the whole damn thing, when that missile was shot into the Kerch Bridge and made it temporarily inoperable. You can't, that can't be your connection to the vital land of Crimea. They had to have a land bridge with highways, roads, railroads that can move supplies, no bottlenecks. That's obvious to anybody. Geopolitics, that's very obvious. And of course, all the people in the area that Vladimir Putin and the Russian people. I think that was a 4th of July firework going off outside. All of those people in the aforementioned provinces, with some exceptions, are Russian. Russian in ancestry, Russian speaking, Russian in their religion, Russian historically, Russian in every way. There are some Ukrainians who might have a bone to pick with Russians who happen to live in those Russian areas, but hey, so sad, too bad. Why did you move there? That is Russian territory. And if you wanted to get in on the good deal, it's a more prosperous area of Ukraine. Ukraine is dirt poor, and the productive area of Ukraine is where the Russians are, in the east. Not in the West, where the Azov Battalion people are based. That's where they don't have two nickels to rub together. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Welcome back, folks.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home.
One of the real delights of the Pickens rally on Saturday was that through no fault of his own, Donald Trump didn't do this. Donald Trump didn't invite Lindsey Graham to the rally. Lindsey Graham, I mean, this guy must think a lot of himself. He invited Donald Trump to speak at Pickens. So, of course, Donald Trump has to have him there, and he has to get a chance at the microphone. And that's why the puke Lindsey Graham did that, the warmonger, coward Lindsey Graham did that. But now get this. This is more good news for today, just before the 4th of July. Crowd of anywhere from maybe the low estimates, 33,000. The high estimate, 75,000. Let's just round it off, call it 50,000. 50,000 people there in front of the courthouse in Pickens, classic country town. Lindsey Graham, let's set the stage here. Lindsey Graham is the elected Republican senator, one of them, of South Carolina. Tim Scott's the other one. And so he thinks he thinks he must be a very popular dude. He's a very powerful dude, very small dude, but a very popular, powerful dude. And what did the crowd do? When Lindsey Graham came to the podium and said, hello, well, let's listen. Let's see what they did. Let's listen in.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome United States Senator Lindsey Graham.
Those are all boos. Everybody. Thumbs down. Middle fingers. Boos.
Thank y'all. Welcome to Pickens.
Now he's having to improvise. He didn't expect that. And you're not going to see another Lindsey Graham sponsored Trump event in South Carolina. Everyone in the crowd is booing him. They're giving him the middle finger, thumbs down, and they're all screaming and booing. They don't love you, Lindsey baby. They hate your guts. And they especially hate you as a warmongering rhino. They want peace. And we opened the show with the good news that I think peace is coming, because the Russians are winning. They've achieved their war goals. They've defended the Russian people of eastern Ukraine successfully. And they've made now built an impenetrable defensive line that the so-called Feldmarshal Volodymyr Zelensky's counteroffensive. It's a big flat tire. Nothing. They have achieved nothing. Nothing except tens of thousands more Ukrainians being blown to smithereens. And look what's happened in the course of this. You know, the plan of the CIA, the deep state, the turds who run America, their plan was to bankrupt Russia, to depose Vladimir Putin, to completely destabilize Russia, and wreck Russia. That was what all the sanctions, the most severe sanction regime ever imposed on any nation ever. More severe than, the most severe ever. More severe than any blockade you ever heard of in any war. And what happened? Oh, gee, something went wrong. The Russian economy, instead of crashing, boomed. The Russian ruble, instead of crashing, boomed. Russian oil revenue, instead of crashing, boomed. I won't hurt your ears anymore, booms. But Russia is riding high. The Russian people are more prosperous than they've ever been. Meanwhile, by contrast, every European nation's economy is in, as a direct result of these sanctions, and the direct result of the cutting off of cheap Russian energy to European manufacturing, heating. Every Russian economy, or every European economy, is in the toilet. Germany is way down the toilet. The Netherlands is way down the toilet. They are crashing. Be careful what you wish for. You may get it. Only you got it for yourself, CIA. So Europe has crashed, and the Europeans are waking up to this. Meanwhile, in France, for example, not only is their country crashed economically, you have millions of non-French invaders.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Burning. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Oh, we're back, folks. And now let's go to the man himself. We don't need to listen more to the crowd giving a middle finger salute to, for many of them, their own Senator Lindsey Graham. Let's now go to the president. And this crowd is it the biggest crowd yet in any Trump rally ever? It might be in the smallest town ever. Well, here, let's listen to him. Now, you're going to hear the crowd. They are going wild. They've already been cheering for like 5 minutes. When I start this, we don't have enough time to listen to them for cheering for 5 minutes. Here they are right when he's about to open the microphone.
Well, hello, Pickens, and hello to South Carolina. It's great to be with you. We've had great success together. I don't know if you know it, but those crowds are going all the way back into whatever the hell street you have back there. Whatever that street is, they've passed it. There's nowhere else I'd rather be to kick off the 4th of July weekend than right here on Main Street with thousands of proud, hardworking South Carolina patriots who believe in God, family, and country. Do we all believe in God, family, and country? I think so.
And I'll tell you, these aren't South Carolinians. These are Tennesseans, North Carolinians, Georgians, people. I'm sure people drove from California to Maine to Florida to get to this rally. And there are some people who famously from North Carolina, and I think others, who have been to every Trump rally. They've been to over 100.
Let me begin by wishing each and every one of you a very happy Independence Day. It's a big day. We need our independence back, to be honest with you. Nearly 2.5 centuries ago, brave American patriots risked their lives for the majestic cause of freedom. Their names entered history as heroes and legends. They are indeed legends. They want to delete our legends. We're not letting them delete our legends. We're not letting them delete General Pickens either, that I can tell you. There will be no deletion of General Pickens. But names like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Patrick Henry, and South Carolina's own Francis Marion and the great general Andrew Pickens. He's become very famous today. I have to be honest. This thing is all over the world. They have it broadcast. Look at all the fake news back there. It's all over the world. And I hope they don't go back to their spreads where they're all losing lots of money because they don't have credibility anymore. And so I'd say, let's look at Andrew Pickens. Let me see. What did he do wrong? Let's change the name. Let's change. Don't let him change anything. Don't let him change. When they want to change the name of George Washington, they've taken the name of George Washington off over 100 schools throughout the country. These people are sick. When they want to get rid of the Jefferson Memorial, that's not happening. But today, everything having to do with those courageous Americans who fought for us and sacrificed so strongly is indeed being destroyed under crooked Joe Biden, and he is crooked as hell, isn't he? You know, I've been hitting him much differently than I have because I've always respected the office. And then when they indicted me for nothing, I said, now the gloves are off. Now we have to say it like it is. He's a crook.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Joe Biden, I never called him that. I took the name away from Hillary Clinton. We call her beautiful Hillary now. And because I don't, it was crooked Hillary. Now it's crooked Joe because it's a much more appropriate name right now for this man who's just destroying our country. Under crooked Joe Biden, millions and millions of illegal aliens are streaming across our border. Main Street is being crushed by catastrophic inflation. Our Constitution is being ripped to shreds. Our children are being taught to hate our great heroes. Hate them. You're going to hate Abraham Lincoln. You're going to hate George Washington. Men are competing in women's sports. How about that one? Murderers, gang members, and bloodthirsty killers are being set loose on innocent people. And Joe Biden is stumbling us into the brink of World War III because he has no idea what the hell he's doing. While starting, and when you think of what's going on with Russia, you know, Russia now is at a point where they better make the right decision because we're on a course toward World War III, and the weaponry is impossible. If you ever saw the kind of power that, the kind of destructive force, and we have a man who's grossly incompetent.
What President Trump is talking about there, he, as commander-in-chief, was privy to what the super weapons can do that are not talked about. And, of course, I'm not privy to them, but He, as commander-in-chief, he had to be made aware of the most deadly weapons, both in our arsenal and in the arsenals of communist China and Russia, which is not communist anymore, but certainly interested in defending itself. And those weapons are so... What he's telling us is, hey, folks, they're worse than you know. They're more deadly than you know, and they're more calamitous than any of you know.
Who's representing us? And if you look at the leaders of the world, these people are at the top of their game, President Xi and Kim Jong-un, and I could name almost every country. But we have somebody that's not at all. but while stating twice this week, as an example, that Russia is losing the war to Iraq. Twice. Not, you know, you can make mistakes on occasion. Even Lindsey down here, Senator Lindsey Graham, we love Senator Graham. We're gonna love him.
They're all going. Trump is rubbing it in right there. He's rubbing it in on Graham. Graham should have simply left the left Pickens when the getting was good. But let's go to the let's go towards the end of this speech. Now it's an hour and 21 minutes in the hot sun in Pickens, and he's got, you know, he's a president, so he's got a coat on. At least he's got an open collar and no tie. But he's standing for an hour and 21 minutes addressing a crowd. Imagine how many of you have done this. Addressed a crowd that extends as far and beyond the eye can see in all directions. When was the last time that happened to you? And he's done this now over and over. It's never happened. It's never, okay, name a person in history who's achieved that without, like, organizing their crowds, you know, like bus in, you know, 50,000, forced, compelled attendees were all lined up. No, just spontaneous crowds. Where has this ever happened in the history of the world? Think about that. It's never happened. Let's go to the end. Obviously, time is limited. So I'm just going to stick my cursor. Oh, and by the way, folks, don't make a mistake I'm constantly making. I keep looking for things I want to see in YouTube. Don't go there first. Go there if you must. I was looking in vain for the full Trump speech at Pickens on YouTube. It wasn't there. You know, just a little news coverage by CNN slamming Trump and MSNBC. And, you know, the right side broadcasting, full broadcast, which is what I asked for, doesn't show up on YouTube. I put it in there. Full speech, right side broadcasting, you know, that doesn't show up. In other words, they're clearly censoring the Patriot sites. So don't make my mistake. I do this out of habit. I go to YouTube. No, Rumble. Go to Rumble. Look for that video you're looking for in Rumble. Now, Rumble's smaller, so it's not, they don't have everything, not yet. But when I came out of my days, I looked in Rumble, and there it was at the top, right there, this speech you're listening to, right there. Okay, let's go to the end of the speech. And it's not messed with, and they're not running ads, YouTube ads, on top of it. Rumble is, you know, Rumble is like truthsocial.com. It's something we really need. Okay, so let's go towards the end, and let's just, here we go. Catch as catch can. Here's the president, 1 hour and 3 minutes into his 1 hour and 21 minute speech.
Who's now transgender? They said, have you lifted before? No, not really. Have you had any experience with weightlifting? No, not much.
He's going to be funny here. Let's go a little later. Here we go.
He would never retreat, and the people that knew him knew that, and he would never, ever surrender. The British forces were decimated, and the Patriots won a stunning victory, one of the most important victories to our freedom and to our glorious independence. Like General Pickens, all of us here today are in a battle for American liberty and independence. And like the great general, we must stand tall, we must stand strong, and we must charge forward to victory. We have to do it. We're doing, this is the same. And I've been saying, people would ask me, who's our biggest enemy? Is it China? Could it be Russia? Could it be North Korea? What about Iran? I said, no. Our biggest enemy is from within. They're sick people from within. The communists, the Marxists, the fascists. Because if we have the right person, running like I was. No wars, no threats of wars, no Russia going into Ukraine, no China talking about Taiwan. Wasn't even thinkable, wasn't on the table. Because if we have the right person, but what do? They impeach him twice. They go after him like nobody's ever been gone after. And the people of this country will not stand for it any longer. From Greenville to Great Falls, from Columbia to Clemson, and from Charleston to right here with all of you, we stand on the shoulders of generations of American patriots who gave everything they had for our country and for our freedom. Our American ancestors conquered a dangerous frontier. They tamed the wilderness, they fought the battles, they faced down the enemies, and they poured out their blood, sweat, and tears to make this into the greatest nation in the history of the world.
Wow, that was a cue. Greatest nation in the history of the world. And they started up an audio, a musical backdrop. Then the president's going to now close with that. So you'll be hearing the music in the backdrop. And by the way, a beautiful thing I'm watching that you can't see is the crowd is handing out. This is a we're an organized formation. They're all handing out drinks. Looks like they're handing out Gatorade or something. It's orange color, it's red color, it's yellow. They're handing out beverages. They're just handing it back, hundreds of them in the crowd. And they're organized. And they're standing in the sun. They're sweating like pigs. And they are organized. And they don't wilt. They stand in the sun. They don't wilt. And they help each other with handing water out. He's got the music going. The crowd's going wild.
But now we are a nation.
He had to interrupt. The crowd is chanting, "We love Trump." And they were just going to keep chanting, "We love Trump." He actually had to interrupt people saying, "We love you," to start his close.
Nation in decline. We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has the highest inflation in 50 years, where banks are collapsing and interest rates have gone through the roof. Likewise, we are a nation where energy costs have reached the highest in our history. We are no longer energy independent or energy dominant, like we were just a few short years ago. We are a nation that is begging Venezuela and many others for oil. Please, please, please help us, Joe Biden says. Yet we have more liquid gold right under our feet than any other country. We are a nation that is consumed by the radical left's Green New Deal. Yet everyone knows that the Green New Deal is fake and will lead to our country's destruction.
Beautiful. The Green New Deal is fake. Notice he takes everything on, everything head on. No pussyfooting. The Green New Deal is fake.
We are a nation whose leaders are demanding all electric cars. Even though they can't go far, they cost too much, and whose batteries are produced in China with materials only available in China.
When going after the electric cars, who else is doing that? Issue after issue, Donald Trump just hitting for the fences.
An unlimited amount of gasoline is available inexpensively in the United States, but not available in China. We are a nation that ended oil exploration and production in the U.S. just as the price of oil reached an all-time high. What other country would do such a thing? How could anybody be so foolish? We are a nation that surrendered in Afghanistan, leaving behind dead soldiers, American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the finest military equipment anywhere in the world. And we are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people. And it will only get worse under this leadership. It would never have happened with me as your president. And for four straight years, it didn't happen. And China, with Tor, is next. That's right. China, with Taiwan, is next. Watch. We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never before. We've got a Federal Bureau of Investigation that won't allow bad election-changing facts to be presented to the public, and which offers $1 million to a writer of fiction about Donald Trump to lie and say it was fact, where Hunter Biden's laptop from hell was Russian disinformation, and the FBI knew it wasn't. But 51 intelligence agents said it was, and they knew it wasn't also. And the Department of Justice that refuses to investigate egregious acts of voting irregularities and fraud. And we have a man who is totally corrupt and the worst president in the history of our country, who is cognitively impaired and in no condition to lead.
And of course, that's the least. Pardon me for interrupting. We're going to run out of time here in a bit. The least of what's wrong with Joe Biden is his cognitive impairment. In fact, we might be worse off if he were not cognitively impaired. So that's not our beef with Joe Biden. And when the president refers to the FBI weaponizing American law enforcement against the candidate they don't like and the president they don't like, it's not like it's never happened before. It's not like this is the worst case. This is the only case of that happening. The FBI has never been mobilized against a specific Extendivite is more than just a heart movement. Most basic and man, are caused by yeast in the never. Gut and metals in the liver. This is sui generis. Never happened before. And this is the communists. This is full bore Extendivite just may improve your overall communism. Products like Extendivite are the only let's go close to the end here and if you're waiting for the just get right up to the end. I hope his background music isn't too loud.
To save our country, 2024 is our final battle. With your support, this primary, we are going to finish what we started.
Now that's a theme he's going to be repeating hundreds of times between now and November 24. This is the final battle. And that, I mean, people, you know, dumbasses that haven't voted for Donald Trump, hopefully this will wake them up, that call. This is the final battle. Hey, Jack. Hey, Jill. This is the final battle. You know what that means, don't you? It means it's the final battle, jerk. You got one last chance. Don't play around with it. Don't do that. I'm a Democrat. My mom and dad were Democrats. My family's been Democrats. We always vote Democratic. Come on, wake up. This is the final battle. You're not going to get another chance.
With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists. We will throw off the slick and very sick political class that hates our country, and we will rout the fake news media. We'll defeat crooked Joe Biden.
Now, notice this is something no one else has ever done. We will rout the sick and slick political class, the communist political class. No one has ever said this. Name me the candidate who has said this. Donald Trump is the only man who has done this. And this is why they're terrified of him. He has spotted the target. You know that image of somebody with a laser beam, the laser sight, and the laser beam is on your chest, you know, and it's kind of worrisome. Somebody's got a laser beam on your chest. Well, that's how the left feels about Donald Trump. He's got a laser beam on their forehead. He is going to destroy completely. I think the term he uses, completely obliterate the deep state. I wonder if that can make a chant, obliterate the deep state. I wonder if somebody can put that into a chant. So that was, now the president's going to be back at it again on Friday in Council Bluffs, Iowa. That's coming up right after the 4th of July, and that'll be another monster, huge event. We'll all be there. Just a word to be utterly, utterly discontinuous with what we've been talking about here. Just a little aside on staying healthy as a patriot. That's something we all need to do. Keep your morale, your psychological, your physical being as strong as you can. This is going to be a hell of a battle coming up. Anyway, one particular thing I've done recently, I've been 34 days and I've shed 30 pounds of weight, and I did it with a keto diet. So I just pass that along for any of you that, and I feel more energy, more focus, more everything than in years. I feel like a teenager. 30 pounds. Go pick up a 30-pound barbell and imagine it hanging off your stomach. And then you go, my gosh. This was a smart thing to do, to lose that 30-pound barbell. All right, well, we're done for this session of the Trump Phenomenon. We'll meet up again in the Trump Clubhouse on Wednesday. So be there or be square. I hope to be there and be about 1 pound lighter for that meeting. See you then.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.